Sletzer view. The Gemara proceeds with the discussion of various Mishnayos that begin with the inclusive word Hakol. Hakol chayovim b'mikre Megillah, Hakol k'sherin likrisis Megillah, lasuyu nashim. Women are obligated in the mitzvah to hear the reading of the Megillah on Purim because sha'afein hayu ba'is ha'nes, the women were also saved through the miracle of Purim. There's a machlekes regarding likrois. Rashi holds nashim k'sheris lohitzi zechar midei chavasim. Women can read the Megillah even for men. While Tosfos holds nashim etzin nashim avaloyan nashim. Women can only read the Megillah for other women, but not for men. Hakol chayovim b'zimun, basuyin nashim b'avodim. And as the Braisa states, nashim mezamnes la'atzman, b'avodim mezam la'atzman. Women and servants can join to recite Birchas HaZimun after a meal. However, as Rashi points out, sholosh nashim mechin shleisha avodim. Three women or three servants can join b'zimun only among themselves. Avol ein shtei nashim o shnei avodim, mitzdarfen im anashim, lefi sheyesh b'anashim ma she'in b'nashim u'b'avodim. But Nashim Avodim cannot join with men because, unlike men, women do not say Vabarischa Shechasamta Bifsereinu, as servants do not say Al Shinchat Laviseinu Eretz. Hakom Mitzdarfen Lezimun, Lasuya Katna Hayadei Lamim Avarchim. A minor who is mature enough to understand who we are blessing may join in Birchas Azimun. Hakom Mitaman Beziva, Lasuya Tinik Ben Yaymai. A child of even one day becomes Tamei through the emission of Ziva. Hakom Mitaman Betimei Mes, Lasuya Katan. A mind that becomes tummy from a dead person because the Pasuk states, Asher hayu sham va'al ha'nefashis. The word nefashis implies koldu, any living person. However, a child that became tummy and entered the Beis HaMikdash is exempt from karas because a later Pasuk also mentions the word ish, which comes to teach the ma'ute katan mikaras. Hakol mitame b'negayim lasuyu katan. A mind that becomes tummy from leprosy because the Pasuk states, Adam ki yir ba'ir b'sari. Adam mikal makam. However, later Pasuk also uses the term ish tzerua to teach ish pareu parim vein isha parasa paramas. Only a man, a mitzerim, must let his hair grow and wear torn clothing, but a woman, a mitzeras, does not. Hakol rayin es anagoyim, hakol kasherin liris es anagoyim. Lasu yeshein abakiv henu b'shmesein. An ignorant kohen is eligible to check the nega of a person. The Gemara adds, demasbri le besavar. Only if he is capable of understanding the halachas when they are explained to him by Talmud Chacham. Hakol kasherin likadosh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, hakol lasuya katan. A child is eligible to mix the efer par, the ashes of the paraduma, with mechaim, spring water, but a woman is possible. While according to Rabbanan, hakol lasuya isha. A woman is eligible to mix the efer par into mechaim, but a child is possible. Hakol kasherin lahazus, lasuya oral. A kohen who is unable to have a bris mila because mesu och machmas mila is eligible to sprinkle mechatas on a tummy mace. There are two mishnayos of hakol sheichtin. In one Mishnah, Hakol Lasuy Kuti, a Kuti Shchita is valid. And the other Mishnah, Hakol Lasuy Yisrael Muma, a renegade Jew Shchita is valid and the meat may be eaten. Hakol Malan Eretz Yisrael, either Hakol Lasuy Avadim, a master is compelled to sell his servant only in Eretz Yisrael, or Hakol Lasuy Mineveh HaYofel and Neveh HaRa, one can compel his wife to transfer from Chutz La'aretz to even a poor neighborhood in Eretz Yisrael. Vein Hakol Maitzin, Lasuy Evit Shabarchim Chutz La'aretz La'aretz. A servant who escaped to Eretz Yisrael cannot be compelled to leave. Hakol malin liYerushalayim lasuyim in the veha yafel in the veha ra. One can compel his wife to transfer to Yerushalayim, even to a poorer neighborhood. Ven hakol mitzin lasuyim in the veha ra in the veha yafel. One cannot compel his wife to leave Yerushalayim, even to a superior neighborhood. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Mishnayos that begin with hakol chayovin and then add kahanim levim Yisrael. The Gemara has pshita, it's self understood that these mitzvahs apply to kahanim levim Yisrael. And the Gemara proceeds to explain each Mishnah. Hakol chayavim besukkah, kahanim levi'im b'Yisraelim, kahanim mitzvachalei. The Mishnah needed to teach that the mitzvah sukkah applies to kahanim, because otherwise we would have thought that the kahanim are potter, because hoyu b'nei avoydin, and since the kahanim need to go to the Beis HaMikdash to do the avoydah, they cannot dwell in the sukkah as they would in their home. K'mash v'lan, therefore the Mishnah teaches that nevertheless sukkah does apply to kahanim, because nehidah b'tir b'shas avoydah, b'lei shas avoydah, chiyuv mechayvi. The kahanim are exempt only while they're engaged in doing the avoydah, but they're obligated when they're not doing the avoydah. Hakol chayav mitzitzis, kahanim bim v'Yisrael. Kahanim mitzruchle. The mitzvah needed to teach that the mitzvah tzitzis applies to the kahanim, because otherwise we would have thought that the kahanim are potter, because the pasuk states, lo yisil b'shatnes, gedilim taslach. And the heckish comparison from mitzvah tzitzis to the Isser Kalai Begotten teaches, Mandali Ishtri Kalayim Legabei, Belavisha Hudim Mechayev B'mitzvah Tzitzis. V'ana Kanan Hoyel B'Ishtri Kalayim Legabei, Loi Lechayev. Only to whom the Isser Kalayim applies all the time does tzitzis apply. But Kahan to whom the Isser Kalayim does not apply, as the Bigad Dei Kahuna contains Kalayim, perhaps tzitzis does not apply either. K'mash V'lam, therefore the Mishnah teaches that nevertheless tzitzis does apply to Kahanim. Because Nehid De Ishtri B'Idna Da'avoida, B'Idna Avoida Le'Ishtri, the Isser Kalayim does not apply during the Avoida. But it does apply to the Kohanim when they're not doing the Avodah. Hakol chayovim b'tefillin. Kohanim levim Yisraelim. Kohanim yitzuchalei. The mission needed to teach that the Kohanim are obligated to wear the tefillin shel resh during the Avodah. Because otherwise we would have thought that the Kohanim are potter because the Pasuk states, U'kshartim lois al yidecha, v'yu le tetoves bein nenecha. The hekesh from the tefillin shel resh to the tefillin shel yad teaches, called the isa b'mitzah the yad, isa b'mitzah the resh. Only one who's obligated to wear the shel yad is also obligated in the shel resh. But Kohanim cannot wear the shel yad during the Avodah because it is a chatzitza, a separation between the big tikkun and their flesh, and therefore they are also exempt from the shel resh during the Avodah. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that the Kohanim are chayim b'shal reish during the Avodah because the two tefillin are separate mitzvahs and they're not mandatory to each other. Hakol chayim b'tekiyah shofar, Kohanim levim Yisraelim, Kohanim yitzchalei. The Mishnah needed to teach that the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah applies to Kohanim, because otherwise we would have thought that the Kohanim are potter, because the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah states, Shava hayevel Rosh Hashanah l'tekiyah ulebrachas. The mitzvah of shofar on yevel is like the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and that they both have a mitzvah of tekiyah shofar. And on both days, we add the brachas of Malchus, Achrenus, Shofar, Tar, Tfilis. Therefore, we might think the Isa b'mitzvahs Yevil, Isa b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah, the lesser b'mitzvahs Yevil, lesser b'mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. Only to whom all the mitzvahs of Yevil apply, does Tekiyah Shofar apply. But Kahan, to whom certain halachas of Yevil do not apply, perhaps Tekiyah Shofar does not apply either. K'mash Malan, therefore the Braisa teaches that nevertheless, Tekiyah Shofar does apply to Kahanim. Because B'shiluch Avadim Miu Isnehu, the Kahanim are partially obligated in the mitzvah of Yevil to free an Eved Ivri. The discussion of Kohanim v'Yisraelim continues in the next daf.